This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump's hush money trial continues today in New York. Defense lawyers will dig into an account of the former publisher of the National Enquirer and his efforts to protect the former president from negative stories during the 2016 election. The AP's Michael Sisak in New York on Donald Trump's troubles.
He's accused of labeling reimbursement payments to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, as legal fees, when in reality, according to prosecutors, they were reimbursements for a $130,000 payment that Cohen made to porn actor Stormy Daniels to cover up allegations of an extramarital sexual encounter.
Those protests by college students angry about Israel's war with Hamas are continuing and have led to hundreds of arrests across the U.S. The University of Southern California has canceled the May 10th graduation ceremony. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
There will still be dozens of individual school ceremonies that day with caps, gowns, and diplomas. But the main event is canceled, as was the valedictorian speech announced last week, prompting anger among some students like Isabel Griggs.
She's talking about issues that are important to not only our university and to students, but to the world.
USC is among some of the universities around the country calling in police to break up some demonstrations.
Egypt is sending a delegation to Israel in the hope of reaching a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in China for meetings with President Xi Jinping and senior Chinese officials. Earlier, Secretary Blinken and Chinese officials talked about how important it is to keep the lines of communication open, but they also said that divisions are becoming more serious. Did you see it last night? The Chicago Bears took quarterback Caleb Williams of Southern California as the number one pick in the NFL draft. This is AP News. Now to the NASA astronauts who've arrived at the Kennedy Space Center for Boeing's first human spaceflight.
The two NASA astronauts assigned to Boeing's first human spaceflight have arrived at their launch site just over a week before their scheduled liftoff. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will serve as test pilots for Boeing's Starliner capsule, which is making its debut with crew after years of delay. Due to blastoff May 6 atop an Atlas rocket, the Starliner will fly to the International Space Station for a week-long shakedown cruise. Boeing is trying to catch up to SpaceX, which has been launching astronauts for NASA since 2020. No one was aboard Boeing's two previous Starliner test flights. I'm Norman Hall.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage is up to almost 7.2%, the highest level since late November. Another setback for home buyers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.